Abductors of Reverend Joel Hassan Eluzara released the Episcopal priest after his family paid a ransom of 2 goats and a sack of beans. Archbishop Paul Benjamin Yugusuk of the Central Equatoria Internal Province of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan told this program the pastor was in his garden when he was abducted by gunmen.
On behalf of the diocese of Panyana in Morobo County, where Reverend Joel Hassan Eluzara was abducted on 18th Wednesday, and did not know his whereabouts until this morning, Friday 20th, he has been released at a ransom of 2 goats and 3 dozens of beans. So he has now been released, except that he has lost his belongings, including a cell phone.
Morobo County Commissioner Charles Data accuses rebels with the National Salvation Front owners of carrying out the abduction. He says in addition to the goats and beans, the pastor's family also paid some money to the abductors.
According to him, he was kept in a certain left home where people have deserted, and there are 5 tukuls in that compound, and the surrounding was having no people. So he was kept there, and the rebels demanded some money to be paid, and I think the relatives did it underground without the government knowing, and they managed to pay some money which was not disclosed. Then he was released after some days.
Major General Itayal Gelao Biteo, chairperson of the ceasefire and transitional security arrangements monitoring and verification mechanism, or CITASAM, says NAS rebels have been staging attacks in parts of Central Equatoria State for some time.
Central Equatoria continues to endure NAS operations, which are largely continued through criminal enterprise. The ongoing security force operations to deter and disrupt NAS activity and secure the civilians' population are progressing. This has led to armed groups operating as NAS athletes to target NGO workers in order to extract ransom payments.
NAS spokesperson Soba Samuel did not answer several calls or text messages for comments on the abduction and subsequent release of Reverend Eluzara. In June 2023, the Episcopal Church accused the National Salvation Front rebels of attacking and burning a car owned by Bishop Amos Data of the Morobo Diocese of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan. NAS rebels have denied any involvement in that incident. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Juba.